The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 3rd of March, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. And today is Sports Friday, so I'm hoping to have a conversation with Mr. Eric Sawyer the third, and maybe a couple of other people about what's been going on in the sporting world over the last week. What's happening at BAISS today? I'm hoping Mr. Sheldon Longley can make it into the studio. But, you know, who would be mad if he was busy covering BAISS and all of the Bahamian athletes, the students, preparing for this prominent tournament? And on their way to Carifta 50, which is in April this year. Before we get started, I have a question for you from Equality Bahamas. What is the process for buying a house? How can you best manage stress? Which bush medicine is for what? Get answers at the International Women's Day Expo this Saturday. That's tomorrow, March the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Dundas. Check out Equality Bahamas on social media for more. Explore the International Street Saturday, March 4th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Dance, practice yoga, be creative, gain new skills, and learn about NGOs and their services in a safe, fun environment. Check out Equality Bahamas on social media for more. Now, today is, like I say, a Sports Friday. Today's papers are tremendous with news. I feel like jealous because I really want to focus on the sports news. I think our young people deserve it. And I don't feel that bad because there are just far too many stories in today's papers to touch all of them. Like three strikes rule for immigration breach. Bell says employers should go to court on third violation. Again, maybe now we need to ask Bell, what tone is he speaking in? I don't know. I don't think this is what people expected from a zero tolerance response to immigration issues. Darville, chronic hospital patient straining system. Building rededicated, renamed the Edwin Smiley Bastion Corporate Center. This is all on the front of today's Guardian. On the front of today's Tribune, PM disclosing, but 1 in 10 MPs don't. What does disclosing mean? I don't. Ah, such poetry, such beautiful words woven together. Yet they mean nothing. No bail for officer on incest charge. Munro wants guidance on Rastafari. $5 million dispute on cruising fees owed to government. Anyway, I wanted to talk about all of those. If I get through all of this sporting news, maybe I will get back to them. But definitely on Monday, I've been trying to talk about public disclosure. I talked a little bit about it all week. I thought this would be a prominent story. Comments from the chairman of the committee are concerning, bordering on troubling, sitting on the precipice of problematic. But we'll get back to them. Let's get into the sporting news. We are but a number of weeks away from Carifta 50, both track and swimming. And young people are out there working hard, a minute. Here's the first story I have for you today. The Blitz Sports Magazine fan vote for Baseball Player of the Week was Frankie Mori from Tallulah Falls. After taking 13,491 of the 32,940 total votes, Blitz then named Trey Harvey from Dawson County as co-player of the week. Now, I don't know if you all remember, I think I covered a story on Frankie Mori last year, 2022, may have been around May, but this young man was being highlighted as a stellar athlete and an integral part of his, I think, high school team. I want to say congratulations to Frankie Mori. And I have a story, I'm going to tell you all why. Because it should be obvious to everybody by now, we have a system in the country that has been producing baseball players for a number of years, if not a couple of decades. This is more than just a couple of talented young men are able to network and reach out and get themselves placements in the U.S. or in the league. No, this is a system, right, with many elements doing their part, right, for the goal of producing world-class athletes, baseball players. It's very important. When you see the number of disciplines touched on in today's notes, you realize that focusing on sports tourism as a major plank is a very viable idea for the diversification of the economy. I think that what we should do is stick with tourism, but diversify tourism, diversify change, or offer alternatives the way that we do tourism and the products that we offer, the audiences that we invite, right? We diversify it. I think that sports tourism can be a thing, but it can only work. It can only work if we understand the systems necessary to provide this platform, right? To invite professional athletes to your country to compete, to invite spectators and sometimes professional spectators to come to your country to compete. Understanding these systems are so important. And as we delve into more quote-unquote complicated types of sports, understanding how systems work is going to be even more important. So here's a couple of stories from the Bahamas Esports Federation. Interested in competing at the Olympics? The International Olympic Committee announces Olympic Esports Series 2023, with winners to be crowned at live finals in Singapore from the 22nd to the 25th of June. This is their second year in their five-year program to bring esports and traditional sports together. Register and find out more information at olympics.com/en/esports. Now, producer, we can go to that call. The Bahamas Esports Federation presents. I'm going to get to that in the second half after this call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How you do?
I'm fine. I see you read about Lincoln being dead. Probably in the newspaper.
I didn't see Lincoln Bain on the front of the Tribune or the Guardian this morning.
I have a WhatsApp. I should have sent this to you. I have a WhatsApp that from my newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
That he and Florida embarrassing or trying to embarrass us in spread our good economy and tourism. I don't know if you read
okay.
The news, how we doing so well.
No. All right, one second, Pumpkin Eater. So we're talking sports today, but let me just touch on that. So what I've learned is that a permit has been granted to an organization. I haven't identified the organization yet because I didn't read the document, to have a protest in Miami, I think in front of the Bahamian consular offices, March 23rd, I think the date is. But we can talk about that on Monday, eh?
Yeah, I just want to mention that in passing.
Uh-huh.
That, I don't know if we've been doing so well. And tell us something. What you want to talk about?
I talk in sports. I talk about the Bahamas Esports Federation. The International Esports Federation is holding their Esports World Championship. And you know, we had the young man, I think his name is Lucius Fox or Lucius Johnson. I think it's Lucius Fox. Anyway, he...
I think we have an high school today in high school sports.
Yeah, I mentioned that, BAISS. I'm waiting for a guest to come in and talk about it, Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, they need to come in because my niece and my grandniece, but they might be participating in that. I'm not too sure yet.
Right, and I want to know if athletes can qualify for Charista at
for
BAISS.
Yes, for the Charista. That would be the qualifier for the Charista.
All right, all right.
You could check with this news page.
Say what? Look here, Pumpkin Eater, gracefully and graciously, I got to cut you. We don't talk about the, you know, they don't, the movie where they say we don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about the people with the beige computers. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
Have a good day.
Yeah, man, you have a great day. Mr. Sawyer's back, so you could call back when we head into that NB.
I heard you talking about public disclosure a little while ago. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I would like to disclose.
I'd like to disclose that I hate sock.
Listen,
I'd like to disclose that I need SAC to lose this weekend.
Listen, I am given the headline that I saw in the paper. What a rivalry renewed between SAC and QC.
Well, no, I don't hate SAC. SAC has a great academic program. Don't get me wrong, they do well with their students. You know, they have a really great holistic approach.
Listen, they got...
It's the ones that never played any sports that have the most to say. Respect my red. You better respect that knee pain.
Is that what the slogan is? Respect my red?
Yeah. You need to respect that nagging knee pain that you have.
Look
respect
how we
them
have
bills.
To give me my green, except I don't want the people to
respect
think.
Respect them bills, because they all about talking about, you know, like I saw one or two little memes, you know, about Sark in the lead and Village Road second. You better respect them comments, you know.
Yeah, it's only because they build the roundabout too small. We train on the roundabout, you see? I mean, that's what we thought. The Sackers out there, listen, when Mr. Sawyer was speaking just now, I hope you all heard what I heard, because what I heard Mr. Sawyer say is these boys them have an excellent academic program. And I know they have an excellent athletic program because they stay challenging QC Comets. And more than that, they have a great social...
They are challenging QC. You got it. You got it. You said it right.
They have a great social program. I trust if ever the government of the Bahamas is disbanded, the SAC alumni could stand up and run the country.
Whoa.
Along with some QC people.
Please.
I just saying.
Please, you need some common sense because SACers, especially those that didn't play... See, it's never
I didn't
those
say it
that
wouldn't
played
be a dictatorship.
Sports, you know? It's never those that played sports that have the most to say, you know. It's those that were in the stands that knew that, you know, if you came last at SAC, you know, you can't even be in the race to get the 1 point at the BAISS. They have the most to say. Y'all can't throw up nowhere. Y'all can't run nothing but your mouth. But you have the most to say.
Good morning, SAC.
Jesus.
It's great to see y'all on the track. I had the scores from yesterday. I can find them later in the show. But SAC, the Big Red Machine, got off to a strong start defending their title at BAISS. That's the Bahamas Association of Independent Secondary Schools Track and Field Championship at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. They had the early lead with 406.5 points, building up momentum with strong performances in the 400-meter and sprint hurdle. After missing last year's meet due to concerns surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, the QC Comets are back.
Smart.
Are in second with 344 points. Now, this isn't as of this morning. This would have been in yesterday's news. Behind them in third, St. John's Giants.
Right. Well. Now, after day two, SAC is still in the lead.
Yeah. QC still second, right?
Yeah. QC third. St. John's
Temple Christian
fourth.
Took the lead over St. John's. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, St. John's is fourth and St. Anne's in fifth.
Okay, that ain't bad.
So far, so good.
Congratulations, Temple Christian, for breaking through that...
Top five barrier.
Yeah.
Top three now, actually.
But listen, Windsor School's Terrell McCoy, our little young superstar.
That's my good client daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Yeah,
man. Mr. and Mrs. McCoy.
You know... Special people.
Yeah, I do.
She's aiming to win a gold medal at Charista over the Easter break. She improved on a Charista qualifying distance and broke the record in the under-17 girls shot put. It's like every time she put the shot, because I think that's how you say it. Is it the shot or the put? And what's the action verb and which one is the noun?
I know she can go. There you go. There's that. That's what's most important.
All right. Congratulations to Terrell. Congratulations to all of the students out there. and athlete students working their hardest trying to qualify for Carifton, trying to beat Terrell McCoy at something. Congratulations. Yeah. Look here, another quick story. We got to get to the second half. Listen, Bahamas Esports Federation is doing big things, Mr. Sawyer. The International Olympic Committee is hosting the Esports Series 2023, and you can connect through the Esports Federation to see if you could qualify in archery, baseball, chess, cycling, dance, motorsports, sailing, taekwondo, and tennis.
Man, you got to be able to get in there somewhere.
Listen, dance.
Dance alone. Taekwondo, everybody always watching karate movie.
Yes.
So, if you grew up on that.
Yes, you know what I like to watch on NHK? That's a Japanese, like a Japanese global station. They have sumo wrestling.
Oh, you have the extended cable package, I see.
That's what that is, eh?
Yeah, because I don't get that on my basic channels.
I call that the meditation channel. That's the calmest, gentlest channel in the history of broadcast.
Missed it.
Even when the sumo,
don't come in my package.
Even when the sumo warrior's on.
Yeah.
Right? And I just love it. I love the idea that I don't have to look like I in shape to win something.
Right.
I just like that.
Right. That's,
I don't know if I want to perpetuate it.
Flag bearers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, you can register and find out more. Just note that some of these competitions, it's not entry by registration. You have to be selected through competition.
Okay.
Or through ranking. The Esports Federation is holding their Esports World Championship, and the Bahamas has been invited to find the strongest fighter to represent the country. Bahamas Esports Federation is holding open qualifiers. Sharpen your skills and fight your way to claiming the best in the Bahamas to put our country on an international stage. And it is the International Esports Federation Dota 2 National Qualifiers 2023. The tournament is open to any Bahamian national or permanent resident. Those picked from the qualifiers will go on to represent the Bahamas in the regional tournament to compete for a chance to go to the World Championships. And any additional information you can find at ViperKing7, hashtag 4875 on Discord.
Boy, listen, I might as well tell you.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of information all one time.
Yeah, I know. Listen, but the most important thing is this. If you into esports, or if you're interested in encouraging your children down that line.
Yeah, because that makes a lot of money.
Go to the Bahamas Esports Federation webpage. Check them out
and
on Facebook. Or just know it's exciting. And don't get mad at your children.
For playing game.
Right, and for being excited about that. It's a big thing in the world, man.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
As my phone rings off, let me make sure I say that I say it properly. You know, let me not get a thing. Incorrect. Good morning to Mr. Branford Henfield.
Okay.
He also listens to you. He's a good client of mine, good friend of mine, and apparently he listens every day.
Well,
every day, where?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning,
listen,
sir.
Mr. Henfield, on your behalf, I'm going to let Mr. Sawyer have some gooseberry lemonade.
I shall.
That I have
in
the studio.
Thank you very much, Mr.
It's Henfield. It's red, but we're going to get over that.
Thank you very
See,
much.
See, QC lemonade is cool cucumber lemonade.
Yeah.
Sack lemonade, yeah, is gooseberry.
We can drink that. We can drink that the way QC can drink them today. Also, my father's good friend. I gotta take a little kudos for this because Daddy told him that I'm on the radio every Friday morning, and he's been listening apparently the last 3 months. I had no idea. Good morning to my father's friend, affectionately known as Sarge. You know, he's a part of the McDonald's clique.
There you go. Good morning, sir.
Downtown. You know the politicians that never got into politics?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's a part of that clique.
The shadow government.
Yeah, shadow government.
Yeah, I love them. Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
Good morning. Listen, let's say congratulations to Bahamian Marvin Johnson, who was awarded Swimmer of the Year by the Tennessee Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association at the recent...
You know how big that is?
That's huge. That's a big deal. Yeah.
That's the state of Tennessee. You could fit like 17 Nassau's in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this boy outperformed
everybody.
The meet was 11th. He recorded state records in the 50-yard freestyle and the 100-yards freestyle. In the 50, right now, he has the fourth fastest time in Bahamian history. And I think in the 100, he has the second fastest time. That has to be confirmed.
He's swimming Kurifta.
He is hoping to swim Kurifta. He's looking to head the senior Kurifta sprint field.
That's good.
And he's hoping to hit that 50-yard, that 100-yard in under 51 seconds in the 100, sub-23 for the 50 meters.
All right.
Yeah.
Saw that.
This guy is tremendous. I was telling people before you came in, the number of disciplines that we're excelling in, the way to take this to the next step is to focus not necessarily on the athletes, mm-hmm. but on the systems mm-hmm. that we mm-hmm. need and that we all need to understand how we participate in them mm-hmm. to propel mm-hmm. this product. These young
and
people...
And make basketball a national sport, yeah. But go on.
Listen, I shame sometimes reading these stories and seeing what our young people are doing, and I get a bad shoulder, I can't even play pocket anymore.
No, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, Team Bahamas... Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association story. Team Bahamas continue to roll at the Junior Davis Cup competition at the Guatemala Tennis Federation in Guatemala on Wednesday. Jackson McTaggart, Gerald Carroll, and William McCartney earned a 3-0 victory over Nicaragua to finish the single round robin section of play with an unblemished 3-0 win-loss record.
Boom, boom, boom. That's what we like to hear.
In pool play, the unseeded Bahamian team defeated Jamaica on Monday, Barbados on Tuesday, and Nicaragua on Wednesday. Congratulations. Now, the girls did not perform as well, but they performed. They qualified, they got there, and they're still training and doing their best. They fell to the host nation, Guatemala, 3-0 in the Junior Billie Jean King Cup. They lost both of their games, so far. They fell to St. Lucia on Tuesday and Guatemala on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll get them next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Y'all keep training. Yeah, listen, training. Cricket news. I need your help, Mr. Sawyer. Hines with 5-wicket haul, not enough as the Bahamas fall. So we want to say congratulations to Kervin Hines for a historic 5-wicket haul. But it was spoiled as the Bahamas finished 94-8 against the Cayman Islands, losing by 31 runs in Buenos Aires, Argentina at the International Cricket Council's 2024-2020 World Cup Sub-Regional Americas Qualifier 2023. See, cricket is prestigious. The name of the competition is like 85 words long. But tell
That's
me.
That's very important.
What is historic about a 5-wicket haul? What does that mean?
And the batter was struck out 5 times.
The one single batter?
What? No. 5 straight batters. When you get
struck
a,
out
but,
in a row.
Not 5 straight batters, but when they playing cricket, much like you know, on baseball, you have 3 outs, right?
Yeah.
They have 10, maybe 20 overs.
Yeah.
And then you have 10 to 20 balls per over.
Right.
If you could get a wicket in there, that's like getting the man out once. What? Let's say you get batter number 1, batter number 6, batter number 10, batter number 11, batter number 16.
Yeah, no, so knocking that little stick off the other big stick.
That's a big, yeah.
Yeah, I know, that's a big deal.
That is a wicket.
Okay.
See, so to get 5 of them in
one over, one round of play.
One round of play is a big deal.
Yeah. So I'm telling you all, this game cricket is exciting. Because basically what he's doing is he's trying to pork the little stick off the big stick while the other cricketer is trying to protect the little stick and the big stick.
Yeah.
This is like a high-tech parking. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all going to love cricket. I don't know why y'all trying to change it from the national sport. But maybe this is why. I can tell you. Maybe this is why.
Yeah, because most people only go there to sit there and drink.
And what's wrong with that? Wait, there's something wrong with that. Sorry, my bad. They got to get out there and get fit. This is why. Hugh Campbell title goes to Sunland Baptist Stingers. Hugh Campbell.
Yeah.
These smaller schools are excelling in basketball.
Yeah, I mean, mainly because they have 20-year-olds playing ball.
I mean, that's a part of it. But the point I'm making is that you'd say, okay, well, the schools that are competing and doing well, they have the resources and they have the students. They have so many students that this student could do this and not trouble anything else. But
not necessarily.
When you see the smaller schools.
Because Tabernacle did it for years. They have, I think, the most. They have the most. But their school yard, you know, because I've seen it.
They have 8.
Their school yard
yeah.
is no bigger than this entire building.
Yeah.
That they got it split up into little apartments. They literally go to school in an apartment.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
So
that's a dedication by the teachers.
That's paying attention to detail. Yeah, that's practice. That's repetition. That's discipline.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go. Listen, they beat the C.I. Gibson Rattlers. And they called it, was wire-to-wire domination. The Stingers rolled past the Rattlers 64-52 to win their second straight Hugh Campbell Basketball Championship on Monday night. So Rattlers remain tied with the Cobras and the Catholic with 5 Hugh Campbell titles.
Boy, listen, I'm a good Catholic, but Catholic guy cheat so much, yes. Boy, they cheat. I mean, y'all get fellas to graduate high school over here and come back to y'all over there. And play ball with y'all over there to win Hugh Campbell.
At least they don't believe in social promotion. This we could celebrate.
Yeah.
We can keep you in school till you figure it out or win us a title.
They promoted from within.
Okay. Listen. Yeah. Congratulations, Sunland Baptist. Y'all stopped the C.I. Gibson Rattlers from winning their 6th Hugh Campbell Championship. And again, Tabernacle Baptist Falcons have some tournament history.
Well, they had one team 1 year, but let me tell you something. But we go on to Freeport, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the Aquinas College team going to Freeport. You know, we have our matching and one tennis matching and one snaps. We're going to go play, I think, the Vitamall Invitational.
Yeah.
You know, over there. Big time tournament at the Y, you know. And our coach, God bless, dead, Mr. Pratt, Mr. Dennis Pratt, told us, listen, we have Tabernacle for 8 o'clock, so no problem. Yeah, man, so we go on to the bazaar and, you know, we the fellas from town. You know, we all dress up, hair cut, fresh up on ones, we clean. You know, wearing our socks and slippers and things, you know, but we looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Go on out, meet some guys from Freeport, you know, they got car, we ain't got no car, you know, we from Nassau. They carry us out, going to one or two other little spots, driving all around, get some fish and pancake, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, we partying, you know. Pratt sleeping, Pratt don't even know we didn't sneak out the back, you know. He up backstairs at the hotel, no idea we ain't in our beds, you know. He told us 8 o'clock, we thought 8 p.m. So we get back like 5:30 saying, anyway, we ain't getting to practice. We can just sleep, you know.
Yeah.
We can just sleep in and call it a day. When he come knocking on that door at 7:15 and say, let's go. Well, listen, Tabernacle beat us 82-18.
Listen, if the police ask me how, I was about to say, if they ask me how they beat me, I was going to say,
plenty to little bit.
Woo.
These fellas was catching alley-oop from half court on us, man.
Listen, there's something...
We was out there, I mean, red eye, mouth still smell like rum. We shouldn't have been drinking. Oh, God,
you see,
it was an embarrassment.
In this natural resources conversation, it's always a question of exploitation versus stewardship, right? But I say, let's figure out how do we extract this family island drive and determination? How do we extract that from the people who show us that they could succeed through it? How many of our track athletes come from northern part of the island, from the Abacos, been running barefoot all day long?
Look at our 400-meter champion.
Stevie Gardner. All of them, all of the golden guys. I know they're not all from Abaco, but all of them at some point in time.
Come from humble beginnings, yeah.
And run barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Family island determination and drive has to be centered, right? We have to figure out how to extract it and center it in this space in particular in the athletic world. Because family islanders are showing us the way with far less resources.
Family island clubs and lead these teams and say, listen, I gain a bed. This is what time I go to bed. You've seen my results in the past because I go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Simple.
Simple.
Very simple, that type of discipline. Mm-hmm. So watch this. Bahamian Fred Papal talking about discipline, patience, perseverance. Mm-hmm. Bahamian Fred Papal elected USGA.
That is a big
president.
Deal. I saw that on I saw that on ESPN.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Listen.
First black man to catch to hold a position of golf president.
USPGA.
Do you know how big that is?
USGA, sorry. USGA.
Yeah, same thing. You know how big that is?
Yes. It's tremendous.
That's a big deal.
And I finally get to say, look here.
He's like the Rosso Pox.
I was sitting by one of them rubber trees while Papal was being a sensible human being.
Yeah, man.
And focus on his career.
Family, cuz, finally.
But listen, let me just go into his bio for just a quick second. Of course, he's a graduate of St.
Augustine's.
Before going to COB, then University of Texas at Arlington, and then Harvard University, right? He is the chief executive officer of the Beck Group. It's an American-based architecture and construction company. And he is also on the board of directors of the FedEx Corporation. Listen, congratulations, Fred Papal.
Big deal, boy. Big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Don't go around that.
You did it. You did it. We can hang on your coattail a little bit.
Yeah, man. You know, you did it. We did it.
Yeah.
We're now president.
Yeah. Look at that. Now you have to go get some golf paraphernalia.
Yes.
You see me with my golf glove on. Swimmers achieve qualifying times at Blue Waves meet. So this weekend at the 2023 Milo Butler Invitational, there were swimmers who went under the Charifta qualifying times, as well as some qualifiers improving their times. It was at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Aquatic Center. It was hosted by the Barracuda Swim Club. The Charifta Trials is set for March 3rd through 4th at the same facility. And the Junior Regional Swimming Champion held at Centro Deportivo Corsu in Willemstad, Curacao from April 6th to 9th.
Festival at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, March 11th and 12th. Your national fly carrier, Bahamas Air, is ready to take you there once again. Airfare to Miami starting at $263 round trip. Taxes included. Group rates are available. Get your round trip airfare and see all of your favorite artists live at this year's Jazz in the Gardens. Book online at BahamasAir.com or call 702-4140.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Okay, I'm going to read off some headlines for you. First of all, Jones-McCoy win conference titles, the Bahamians win medals.
All right,
for my track and field aficionados, y'all check out the Nassau Guardian for that headline.
By the way,
yeah,
I forgot to tell you,
yeah.
Chrislyn Smith,
yeah,
she is a Queen's College student.
Okay.
She is 12 years old.
All right.
She ran the under 20 girls, 1,500 and 3,000.
Yeah.
Got silvers in both. She's 12 years old.
And that's, running the under 20.
That's my good friend, Christopher Smith.
Yeah.
That's his daughter.
Chrislyn Smith.
She swims, though. That's the thing.
Right.
He is a moderate to above average swimmer. She, if she continues to swim, she'll, you know, she'll get there. But for somebody who, and the first time she ever did it was yesterday.
I mean, second.
You know, like she did a little bit of training.
Is she from the Family Island?
She is from Queens College.
Yeah, but I know she could have come via like Elutra or something like that.
She is from right here.
Right here in New Providence.
Right here.
Man, look here, my love. You just tell me. You,
right here.
You blink twice if your parents made you jog to school next to the car in traffic. Blink twice. But congratulations, what a feat, yeah, at 12 years old.
Yeah, she out there right now, there on the track field right now, but she swims every Saturday.
Yeah.
That's her forte.
Yeah.
She's swimming every Saturday.
See, because if you could push through that water, it's like nothing to glide through the air.
Exactly.
Look at that, QC. Also,
and she's 12.
Smith family.
And she's 12 yeah. and doing this.
Right. See, right now she needs to be put in an athletic camp, right,
mm-hmm.
where their days are tailored so that they can do intensive academic work in a short amount of time, focus on the basics they need,
mm-hmm.
and then get into the athletics, right? That's the type of systems they're talking about that these young people need to propel them. Mr. Sawyer has a text here that says, please tell your guests respect our red, eh?
Respect your head. You need to respect that nagging knee pain that you have there. Respect your bills.
Oh, boy. Listen.
You know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years after high school, y'all still remember what sack do.
Dear sack, the rivalry is invigorating.
Right. Get your mind right.
It is invigorating. Great show as usual. Cricket should be banned. How in the world that get our national sport? Dear Texter, it's history.
And I might as well tell you, I didn't text you that.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I
no.
should have.
You should have. But listen, the point is this. It's fascinating. The problem isn't that cricket is our national sport. The problem is that we don't know our full three in the region to understand why it became the national sport. That's what it is. I mean,
that goes back to the days of colonialism and that's neither here nor there.
But then when you understand
what it all meant.
When the West Indies beat Britain for the first time. I think that's how Sir Sobers, like this is beginning of the mm-hmm. journey to Sir Sobers. Y'all need
that was before Brian Lara.
This is a blow, like Burma Road and throwing the mace out the window. Yeah. This was like that.
You know, it was a big deal back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody who was on the field, whether playing or spectating, probably dead now.
Not quite, but I feel
almost.
You. I feel you.
Yeah.
I got a text here that says, Lakers. We get into that right
Lakers,
now. Okay.
Lakers. Oh,
Bahamian Flag Football League preseason opens this Sunday. They're going to be at the Thomas A. Robinson Multiple Purpose Fields for the preseason, the regular season, the playoffs, and the championship games.
You know, I've been to one game my entire life. Well, I mean, one afternoon. I've been to one my entire life. As much as I love football,
yeah,
it's just such a day of hibernation, cooking, and
that's a part of it. Yeah, and getting
day.
Ready for Monday. But they got men's 9x9 division and women's 8x8 division, and they have an annual international tournament in October. Go to their Facebook page. Or BFFL242 on Instagram for more information. Two last quick stories before we get to basketball, sir. Judoka Xavier Johnson. This young judo boy is just carrying on bad all around the world.
That's my good friend's son. That's
good morning, Ordained Moss. Look at this young man.
Moss.
He's one of the top rising judokas on the island. He just won the gold medal
again
in the under 18 60 kilogram title in the Matsume Cup in Vejle, Denmark.
But who goes to Denmark?
This boy goes to Denmark.
This boy goes
and if
to
he
Denmark.
If everything works out, he'll be going to Paris, France for the Olympics in 2024.
The closest I've been to France is French fries.
What? Listen, I should take you with me. You know where I found myself one year?
Yeah.
In the Alps.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the Italian and French Alps.
Oh,
and
man.
My ski instructor must have been a Bahamian. Because he looked at me and he said, to kill yourself or not to kill yourself?
That is the question.
I say, buddy, you are the instructor.
I mean, and they're not really the Alps, but you know, I just close my eyes and envision it as the Alps.
Yeah.
It's when I drink in a Coors Light, you know?
Yeah.
The Mountain Rockies.
Yeah, cold.
Cold.
Very cold. He's trying to get to the Cadet World Championships in August 24th in Croatia.
What?
I think I have some Bahamas Air miles you could borrow for that flight, Javian. Congratulations.
Yeah, man, here to go, bro.
Then Bahamian Equestrians are horse riders and competitors.
Plenty
they
women
were in
be good at this.
The Winter Equestrian Festival. Huh?
Plenty of women will be good at this.
Yeah, they like
for the horse here.
They like
but
the
go
horse
on.
Here. Y'all,
go
man, that's such on. A gendered. Oh boy, go you on. Know it's International Women's Month, right?
That's great.
Yeah, yeah,
they
good. Just
like
you
horse
be safe
here.
Out there.
Okay, listen,
you be safe out there.
Okay. I have tints on my car. You don't even know it's me.
Okay, good. I pray for you. So there was one competition in Wellington, Florida, and then the World Equestrian Center Winter Spectacular 8th competition in Ocala, Florida. A number of Bahamian athletes, including a young Bahamian who lives in Virginia.
Okay.
And she came and competed on her own horse.
Okay. Well, boy, listen. I own polo t-shirts. I have a pair. I have one or two pairs of Jordans. I have some watches. That's what I own.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't own a horse, you know.
But listen, if I owned a horse, the Royal Bahamas Police Force would beg me to not ride my horse through New Providence.
Yeah, listen, I on my horse every day,
I'm telling you, play.
I park in my horse in a parking spot.
Yes, and don't take the water or nothing.
Leave it right there.
Taking a ride. Okay, NBA, they finally back playing. What a difference a week makes. Almost flipped on their head. Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Almost. I was stunned. Bucks take the number one spot for the Celtics in the East.
I love it.
Celtics in second, 76ers in third. Cavs are holding their place in fourth.
They're doing what they need to do.
The Heat are at seventh. Pacers still low and 12. Hornets 14.
Speaking of the Pacers, there's something that went around over the last 2 days or so, 2-3 days. I got it a couple of times. That Mr. Stefano Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
While the team was about to play the Mavericks the other day, because he has a home in Dallas.
Yeah.
They're about to play the Mavericks. So instead of them, you know, going to the training facility that are there for the visitors, that the Mavericks are for the visitors.
Yeah.
His home is so big. He has his own training gym in his home. And he cleaned it up. He has all of the pictures of his family and his days back in Oklahoma, straight up to now, you know, when he was first drafted by the Pelicans and whatnot. It's there.
Wow.
He has a complete...
that's a good investment.
8 rims.
Yeah.
Like a complete gym.
Yeah.
This ain't no backyard. This is a gym.
Buddy, listen, we ain't gonna talk it, but that's an
enclosed gym.
We ain't gonna talk it, but that was a great idea. I got some more ideas to go along with that.
Like, bro.
Talk about leadership.
Yeah,
talk
man.
Talk about vision.
Yeah, man. Know, and making sure that the team, you know, is more coalesced.
And when he's moving with his teams, remember,
he
is taking young people across the U.S. for training and competition opportunities. He now has a facility.
And his point guard spoke very highly of him, Tyrese Waliburton.
Yeah.
He played in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, and once Buddy keep doing what he's doing, Buddy just won't be playing on Saturday anymore for the three-point competition. Mark my words, he can play on Sunday in the All-Star game.
Yeah. Way to go, buddy. Way to go, buddy.
You know,
most
of
all,
the right way. He ain't throwing up half-court trees. Like, he's doing it the right way.
Buddy is a perfect example of effort being more important than achievement every time. Focus
every
on effort. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the Western Conference, the Nuggets hold the first place, Grizzlies in second.
As always, yeah.
My California teams are doing something special. I knew it was going to happen. Kings are in third. DeAndre is in fourth with the Suns, 34-29. Warriors in fifth, Clippers in sixth, and the Lakers are in the 11th spot. Not
tenth,
too bad.
10th, actually, as of last night.
Way to go, Lakers. You're getting up there. Who is the...
But Braun is injured. Braun has plantar fasciitis. This is what the Lakers don't want to say. If this was early on in the season, they would have said it. But they said it. He has a tendon problem at the bottom of his right foot.
Yeah.
I know because, from time to time, my plantar fasciitis is acted up.
Yeah.
His, of course, you know, they can treat that and I can be healed. But with 5.5, 6 weeks left to go in the season,
Lakers still have a chance.
He's going to be sitting down for 3 weeks while they use their techniques and technology to heal the bottom of his foot. That's a tendon that runs from the...
Oh, no, I know.
Okay.
My foot is size Andrus. I figured that went out a long time.
So
listen, what does this mean for the Lakers? Because I'm thinking, this is what popped into my mind. You got rid of Westbrook.
Yeah.
LeBron is on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
It means now...
AD has to step in looking pretty good too, boy.
What's his name again?
Austin Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he playing with some heart.
All right. See, this. Yeah. I think this is the moment that the Lakers needed.
They need to know who they are if LeBron has to rest.
Right. And now you can't blame it on Westbrook.
No.
There's no excuse anymore, right?
Right, he's no longer
This
there.
Is it. This is do or die for the rest of those players.
This
and I want
it.
Them to
they
know.
Have 3 weeks. They need to go at least... They need to win at least 60% of their games.
Yeah. And, you know, I need the rest of the players to know LeBron is a Bahamian. From his hairlines first started receding, he slowly started becoming a Bahamian. If y'all don't play and perform well without LeBron, he can look at you like a disappointed grandfather.
He traded Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You don't see from our days of playing in Miami, we was going to the finals. I leave Cleveland. I left Miami, came back to Cleveland, went there in 15, 16, 17. You come here in 18, you look like you ain't gonna play, you gotta go too.
Question from the audience. Will Aiden get a ring before Buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, for all intents and purposes, unless Buddy gets traded to the Lakers tomorrow.
Right, because Durant made it to the Suns?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
How was his first game? I started...
His game was okay. I started to look at it, but then as I was looking at it, but the TV started looking at me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was Thursday morning, so I didn't actually get to see the highlights.
Another texter said, look here, Bron has a condition. It's called old age.
Yeah, that's true. One thing about Father Time, it is undefeated.
Yeah,
I hope. Tired Brady. Put Bron on the shelf, too.
Who's the strongest team in the league right now? The sources say it is, what team Giannis on?
What, the Bucks?
Yeah, the Bucks.
They say that's the strongest team in the league. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
The Celtics actually have the deepest team in the league.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Up until I read this last night.
They have the deepest team, not the most grittiest team in the league.
Yeah.
It's the Bucks. Because Giannis plays with anybody. Anybody on the court, let's go on the court, let's play ball. He don't care.
I think
that's evidenced by the All-Star game. Like, he picked a bunch of fellas. He didn't even care who he picked.
I think Charles Barkley proved us, although he never got a ring. Ah, poor Charles.
Yeah.
Barkley, you's a Bahamian. We love you.
Yeah, man. He's coming. He's tipped. He's lived pretty nice.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Treat the people well. Producer, I see we get one caller on the line. If we take that caller, to sort of end the show. Good morning, caller.
Yes. Charlie Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have the Bahamas Esports Federation on.
Oh, when I can have them on?
Yeah.
As soon as I get to the to Mr. Armagon, as soon as I get to him, I can have them on.
Okay. The reason is that, believe it or not, that's a multi-billion-dollar opportunity.
Yes.
It encompasses all sports from the game playing to the, what do you call it, people who talk,
the commentators.
The commentators.
Yeah.
To different things as well as an industry. And artificial intelligence has just augmented this game that it could easily in the next 20 years hit $1 trillion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, it looks like a game, but it's beyond a game right now for those who knows it. It covers virtual reality, extended reality, augmented reality, metaverse, all of these things that's involved in this. And I think this should be front of Mr. Mario Bullitt now of his agenda to mentor as we talk about sports, technology, anything that this be brought front and center. And I suggest that you knock on the door, call. Give him a show without interruption.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised at the possibilities.
Absolutely. Thank you, C. Allen. Thank you very much. $1 trillion industry. Mm. Remember when we were talking about drone racing?
Yeah.
You can do real-time drone racing. You can do virtual drone racing, like on the computer. You could do drone racing on the VR set. The opportunities are endless. And the partnership with the tourism industry, big hotels, big technology, big games, big tournaments.
One thing about them drones. Them drones can take them pictures and them videos, that footage, and show the beauty of our country.
Yes. And so while these guys are drones, I'm doing a 5-minute timed drone photo competition for the smoothest, best visuals, best location.
Even if you got to carry Kong salad from Abaco to Eleuthera. Fastest to get it there.
Yeah.
Fish and pancake from Freeport.
Look how
you're
going to have to take my heart, the fastest to get my heart from Abaco to Bimini or something like that. The idea is.
By the way, good morning to Mr. Carl Kalmer Jr. He's listening in very well. My good friend at the ICB said to let me know, oh man, why Eric so salty about Sack, See, Carl was an athlete. That's why you don't have nothing much to say.
Yeah.
All he could do is just LOL. And say why he's so salty. He don't have nothing to say to me online, Nothing to say whenever I read enough Sack. He just wanted to say something right now.
Yeah. Well, look here.
He don't understand because he used to be an athlete, so he understands. The murderers is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all of them that did nothing for the school, man. Nothing. Yeah, Carl, what's going on?
As a QC comment today, half of my spirit feels compelled to join you in this, what they call it, the ribbing of the Sackers.
Yes.
Another part of me says, no, Mr. Reverend Sweeting from QC would be like Dear Comets You be nice to them when they rowing you and they jeering you. You be nice to them. Mm-mm. Another part of me says I live in the Sac Fox Hill community, mm-hmm. so I got to be nice to them as well. Uh-huh. But another thing says this. When you ride with the best, you got to be prepared for chafing on your chest.
Yes.
And Sackers could take it.
Yes.
Right? And Sackers will continue to strive to be the best in everything. And that's what propels us. Mm-hmm. That's what propels us.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, we got to beat them, and we got to do it.
Yeah, that's all. That's it, know? Right?
So, what is it now? Iron
sharpen
iron.
Stop mm-hmm. expecting people to diminish themselves so you could shine. Be like a soccer. Just shine. BPL turn on all the lights one time. Outshine that. And that's the gift I think Shine bring to the
well,
Sac bring
well,
to
today
the
is,
world.
Well, today is the 30.
Yeah, today is the 3rd of...
I hope you pay your bill.
Say?
Hope these people pay their bill, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're BPL. We were not cracking jokes on you. We were cracking jokes on the other Bahamian people.
Yeah. Yeah, the one good thing is, if you come home after 5 and your light's on a Friday, you make it through the weekend.
You're lucky. That's another sport right there. But listen, I have to go and stretch. I have to go and stretch and yogify myself and calisthenics myself and jumping jacks myself to pieces because I'm going to be on the International Women's Day March and Expo. Hold on, tomorrow morning, starting at the Eastern Parade at 9, ending at the Dundas at 10, and then the Expo is going to be from 10 until the rest of the day. Yeah. Y'all be there. Be careful. Y'all drive safe on these roads tomorrow, please.
Yeah, man.
Young people could be on the road. Your friend messaged, what did they say?
Antoine's mother. You know, that's my very good friend.
Crawley? Antoine Crawley?
No, Antoine Coakley.
Okay, good morning, mother. Sir. Yeah, and good morning, ma'am.
She's a SAC graduate herself.
Yeah.
She said, SAC or nothing. Listen, she was getting a SAC when SAC was black and white. All the pictures was in
Mr.
black and white.
Mr. Sawyer, you have to walk these roads by yourself.
I don't know why they're still on SAC.
Y'all be safe out there this weekend. Support BAISS. Support the swimming competition at Betty
support
Kelly.
Support Women's Day.
Right. Support yourself, most importantly.
I mean, just go out there and, you know.
Cheer
on, you know.
Yeah. Practice your cheering.
Yeah, man. Show a good Bahamian spirit. We have 2-4-2-day last day.
Exactly. Yeah. You guys have a great day. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer.
You too, Miss Green. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man.